What's up, all my gay maniacs? How you doing? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez, and welcome to the Dead Rabbit Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Gabe Gomez. There will be no Jimmy Russo today. Are you sure, pal? I'm sure. Because today is more of like, it's another episode of, not advice, but some information. And to be honest with you listeners, I need some information for you because I have two daughters. I have a 12-year-old and I have a 5-year-old. Now, the 5-year-old is super cool and loves me to death. And I can see her being like, yeah, that's my dad over there. You know what I mean? But my 12-year-old is going through, I don't know. I don't know, man. It's a little crazy for me. And usually when I was going to do this episode, because I've been wanting to talk to you about a while, I wanted to have a couple guests. I wanted to have a friend of mine and another friend of mine because they're kind of going through the same thing that I've been talking about with my daughter. So they could kind of help me hash this out. But since I don't have that at this moment, I'm going to rely on you, my folks, my listeners, my people listeners. That's why I said pisseners. Let's not do that one again. People listeners, so pelisteners. I'm gonna do something anyways. So I'm going through this with my oldest one, and I'm sure a lot of people get to go through stuff like this with their oldest kids. You know, they get to an age where they don't want to hang out with dad or they don't want to hang out with mom. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they don't love you anymore or that they don't want to talk to you. I guess it's just some, she's about to be a teenager. Oh my God, she's not even 12, she's 13. Oh, maybe that's why she's mad at me. I don't even know her age. But she's 13. No, she's 12. It doesn't matter. She is up there, guys. And I am, no, she's 12. She's 12. Yeah, she's 12 years old. I'm sure. I'll call her mom and ask, but I'm sure she's 12. Anyways, okay, so, you know, with my daughter, yes, my daughter does not live with me. Everybody knows that. I talk about it all the time. My oldest one lives with her mother out in Colorado. I'm not always there, but when I am out there, you know, I try to go on the weekends and we go out for birthdays, and or either I'll have her fly out here and then she's with me for a couple weeks or whatever the case may be, you know, we're making this work. We're going to make it work for her, not necessarily just myself, but I'm not there all the time. So when I do get her to myself, I'm kind of selfish and I don't let anybody else kick it with her. Like not even my grandma could see her, not even my father, just me. It's just Raven and Daddy time. It's not nobody else's time. It's just us. Of course, my little Starfire needs to tag along because, you know, she doesn't want to go anywhere without her older sister or her dad. So when it's me and my Raven there, you know, she's out here and we're talking, and she had came up to me after I picked her up from the airport, and she told me that she wanted me to do this thing where not necessarily call her my daughter anymore. She wanted me to call her like just her name. She doesn't want to be, you know, directed as like he or she. She just wants to be her. No, she doesn't want to be her either. There's a whole thing where it's not her, it's not him, it's not she, it's not he, it's them, they? Them, they, I think that's what it is. They, them, they. Anyways, it doesn't matter. It's some new shit that's going around. Honestly, pendejos, I'm just saying that's all it is to me. It sounds stupid, but that's what she's going through right now. So she told me, she's like, okay, I don't want you to call me your daughter. I don't want you to call me your girl. I don't want you to call me this. I don't want you to call me that. I want you to just call me by my name. And I was like, okay, all right, that's fine. Then we'll do that. We'll do that. But does your mom do that? No. Your stepdad do that? No. Your little sisters, your little brothers do that? No. Your sister right here do that? No. Okay, so why do I get rules? That's my question. Why do I have to follow some certain type of rules? I don't like it. I kind of get what she's going for, but I don't know. For me, it's just something that's popular right now, and it's going to die down eventually. But it's a little annoying. It's a little annoying because Like, you know, when I see her and I'm talking to people about her and how proud of my daughter I am, she doesn't even want me to call her my daughter. She's like, oh, this is my proud one. This is my oldest, proudest child. That sounds terrible. It sounds like we're detached. It doesn't sound like we're a family. It doesn't sound like I'm her dad. It sounds like somebody that, you know, I can't myself get together with it. I can't. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I really am, you know. And she's, you know, she's requested this of me, so I plan to follow it, and I'm going to do it. But it's a little hard, because now I got questions. Like, okay, so what are you going to call me? First of all, don't call me Gabe. Don't call me Gabriel. I hate when you do that. You do that on purpose to make me mad. I am your dad. You call me your dad. I'm not asking you to call me daddy. I'm not asking you to call you poppy or papa. No, just call me dad, okay? Don't call me just Gabe. Don't call me just guy. Don't just say, hey, that's not me. You know what I mean? I'm your dad. You know what I mean? So does that mean I can't, you don't want, you, I'm not supposed to refer to myself as your dad? Because like I said, folks, I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know it. Like I said, it's a brand new thing that happened, and I'm not ready. I'm ready, but I'm trying to figure it out. All I know is it doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I might lose a lot of listeners, and that's fine, but it just doesn't make sense to me, guys. I don't understand that. When I was growing up, they're like, oh, what's your name? My name's Gabriel. What are you? I'm a boy. What do you do? I like girls. You know what I mean? Like, how easy is that? You know, but now they don't want them people calling them he or she or her or him. Like, I don't understand it. It's just like when people call themselves a Latinx. That kind of bothers me. Like, why is it an X? First of all, why would you want to be an X when if you watch any show that happens to be with, like, you know, contestants, if they get X'd, they're out. So why would you put Latinx? I don't understand that either. It's either Latino or Latina. That's what you are. Why are we putting extra on everything? I don't understand that. You guys got to bear with me. I'm not too sure why. Or why we need to do something like that. I'm trying to figure this out. This is all brand new to me. And, you know, for some of my parents out there that are listening, it's brand new for you too. And I hear you. I support you guys 100%. I'm going to be with you. Because we just don't understand this. You know, and I don't want it to sound like, you know, like I'm not upset with her that she's giving me these extra rules. I just don't think, why is it just me and not your mom or your stepdad? Or everybody, why is it just gotta be me? It's bad enough that you don't want to take my, you know, like you don't want to hear what I have to tell you on some days because you think I'm like, I'm an old man. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you know, I just don't get it, you know. And it's not necessarily a problem or anything. I'm just trying to figure this out, you know. I feel like there's a lot of parents out there that are just trying to figure things out. How can you not? You know what I mean? Kids are growing up so different now these days, and it's just strange to me. You know, I couldn't be like, oh, no, Dad, don't call me. Don't call me, you know, don't call me your son. Don't call me son. I'm not your son. Yes, you are. Yes, I am. I'm your son, 100%. I saw the DNA test. I am 99.99% your kid. There's still 1%. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's new to me, you know, and not just that. When it comes to my oldest, you know, she's giving me all this stuff, like, you know, back and forth now. And to be honest, I quite enjoy it because it's more of us getting together, getting to know where she's at this moment, you know. Like the other day, you know, she told me, she's like, hey, I want to tell you something and I don't want you to get mad. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm going to get mad. Because don't tell me to don't get mad. I'm going to get mad. It's like saying, hey, I know you're thirsty, but don't drink that water. I'm going to get mad. Dude, you know, don't say don't get mad. Because if you're telling me, hey, I'm going to tell you something, don't get mad, I'm thinking the worst. Did she beat somebody up? Did she get kicked out of school? Did she stab a girl or something? Or something happened? The worst can happen when I hear that. So don't tell me that. So automatically, I'm like, what? What's going on? And she's like, oh. And I'm like, what? What are you doing? What do you want to tell me? Come out and tell me. You are my raven. Tell me. Tell me how you're feeling. I need to figure this out. Let me know. She's like, okay, well. She's like, oh, I'm bisexual. And at first I was like, wait a second. Bisexual? You should not be having any type of sex at all. You were only 12 years old. You are still a fucking child. You better not be doing no dumb shit out there. Because if I find out whoever, whether it be a bitch or a dude, I'm gonna murder both of them. Plain and simple. Don't touch my kid. But I had to calm down, like, oh. So all I did was text her back, like, oh, I know. Because me and your mom have talked about this already. She told me that you seem that you like girls and you like some boys. Your mom already told me. This is not something I don't know. It's not news. It's not that big of a deal. But the way you said it, I thought the worst. So she has not done anything sexual. So she's just, she likes boys and girls. Cool. Cool, man. That's fine. But certain words that you're saying as a parent, when you hear automatic, worst thing you can think of. Automatic. And, I've never done that to my parents either, but I can see how they would, how another parent would get upset or try to figure out what's going on. And I told her, like I said, in that text, I'm like, oh, I know. I can already tell. And your mom and I have already talked about it. You know what I mean? That's nothing. It's cool. That right there is, she's trying to figure out what she's saying. And I say she's trying to figure it out because then it comes to a couple other times when we're talking and it just doesn't sound right. You know, so like I said, okay, that's fine. I'm your dad. I'm gonna love you whether you like a boy or like a girl. All I need you to do right now is focus on yourself right now. Worry about boys and girls later. Don't worry about a girl right now. Don't worry about a boy right now. Wait till you're in college and you have time to do that. You know, that's not too much to ask. You know, I'm not saying you can't have friends. You can have friends, but let's not worry about relationships yet. You're still too young. You don't need to have a relationship. You know what I mean? And you guys can look at me and call me hypocritical or that that's not true because, I mean, I remember I had girlfriends in middle school and high school and, you know, I'm sure everybody that listens has had the same thing, but I'm not being hypocritical when it comes to my kids. I just need to make sure she knows what she's talking about. Because I'll tell you why, okay? Because like I said, she was out here. So when she came out here, she was out here for a week or something, because she was going to go to vacation with her parents, but she came out real quick, and we did some stuff together, you know? So it was my daughter, my baby girl's birthday, it was Starfire's birthday, Raven came with Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is going to be her cousin, her best cousin. Granted, they're both same month, same year, a couple days apart, they're best friends, you know what I mean? So they were both out here. We had the party, and the party was good, you know? Like I said, my little Starfire just turned 5. You know what I mean? And both the girls, because like I said, they're practically twins. Same everything. Just not the same day. Literally 2 or 3 days apart. You know, they're out here too. And, you know, I tell my brother, because my brother had her over. And I was like, hey, I want to take the girls. We're going to take the girls out to, let's go to, we're going to go to Knott's Berry Farm. And then Knott's Berry Farm, Soak City. I want 2 days with them. Because they want to hang out together and do stuff together. And let's do that. And my brother was like, yeah, sure enough. Let's do that. So we do that. Okay? So we go pick up. I'm dropping off stuff from the birthday parties already happened. I'm dropping stuff off. I'm in Riverside already. I call up my grandparents because she was over there. And I say, Grandma, Grandpa, I'm going to pick up Nai-Nai. I'm going to pick her up. And Nai-Nai and I are going to, Nini and I are going to go. Okay, we're going to go. They're like, okay, yeah, come by. And I kept telling her all day, make sure you get your clothes together. And she did not have it ready when I got there. So, you know how that goes. Girls will be girls. So I put them in the car, and then we go to my house, and we get ready for the next day. And right now, we're going to take a quick break, because I'm thirsty again and a little tired. So we're going to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back. An Irishman walks into a bar in Dublin. Orders 3 pints of Guinness. He sits in the back of the room, drinking a sip out of each one in turn. When he finished all 3, he comes back to the bar and orders 3 more. The bartender says to him, "You know, a pint goes flat after I draw it, but it would taste better if you brought 1 at a time. Irishman replies, "Well, you see, I have 2 brothers. One is in America, the other one is in Australia, and I'm here in Dublin. And when we all left home, we promised that we'd drink this way to remember the days when we used to drink together." The bartender admits that it's a nice custom and leaves it there. Irishman becomes a regular in the bar, always drinks the same way. He orders 3 pints and drinks the 3 pints by taking drinks from each of them in turn. One day he comes in and he orders 2 pints. All the other regulars in the bar notice and fall silent. When he comes back to the bar for the 2nd round, the bartender says, "I don't want to intrude on your grief, but I wanted to offer me condolences on your sad loss." The Irishman looks confused for a moment, and then light dawns in his eyes and he laughs. "Oh no, everyone is fine. It's me. I've quit drinking." Yeah, so we pick up my niece, right? Welcome back, guys. Sorry for that break. I had to take a quick break, but... So, like I said, we pick up my niece, and I have the girls over here. We decide to do some fun stuff. We go to Knott's Berry Farm, and then we also go to Knott's Soak City. But this is a problem. I didn't really have a problem. I just something that kind of, like, figured, like, I'm doing something wrong here. Maybe this is why she doesn't want to kick it with me all the time. You know what I mean? Because... my niece came over, and now my niece lives out in Utah, and my daughter lives out in Colorado. And they talk all the time, and they were making plans to come when they were coming out here, that they were going to hook up, link up, and do all kinds of stuff. And we made it happen. You know, that's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to make the girls happy. We're going to get them what they want to do. So we did that, and then I planned this whole day of what we were going to do, you know. We were going to pick her up on Tuesday. But we end up picking her up on Sunday. Monday. No, we picked her up on Monday. Oh, you know what? I don't remember. Anyways, we pick her up anyway. And we come up to the house. And, you know, they're real excited. They're excited. So, you know, they're planning to stay up all night. And then they both want me to make them some top ramen. Now, I'm okay. Actually, I'm actually the best at making top ramen. I'm really good at it. You know, I don't want to brag, but... your boy can get down on some top ramen. I'm just saying. I can get down on some top ramen. So I hook him up to top ramen. And, you know, so they slept in the same room that day. And then we wake up. And I look at my daughter. And she's on the floor. And I say, "Babe, what are you doing on the floor?" She's like, "Oh, well, you know, Harley Quinn wanted to sleep long ways. I didn't want to sleep long ways. I wanted to sleep this way." And I was like, "Okay, well, why didn't you tell her, Raven? It's your room, babe. This is your room. This is your rules. Whatever you want to do, she's going to follow." Now, my niece is cool as hell. She's going to be like, "Oh, okay, that sounds good. Let's do that." You know what I mean? But she didn't. So I found my daughter sleeping on the floor. And I was like, "Well, how do you feel?" Because I know, like, look, we have wood floors, okay? There's no carpet in my daughter's room. There's none. Not at all. So she's like laying on the floor. Now, if you ever laid on a wood floor, and I know many of you have. I know I've done it a few times after a night or so of doing some late drinking. But you wake up and your body hurts. You know what I mean? And we're going to Knott's right now. You know, we're going to Knott's. So I was like, "Okay, well, you know, if you feel like it's too much, let me know, you know what I mean, and then we'll rest for a bit," or whatever the case. So, you know, we do that. So we go all the way over there. Now, keep in mind, both the girls are on the phones. I'm driving, but I'm hearing what they're listening to. They're watching some crap called Walton Files. It's called Walton Files. Now, I had to look up Walton Files because... It was a major part of my daughter's trip. Like, she was watching everything of the Walton Files, all this stuff. And honest to God truth, it was the dumbest shit I've ever seen. And I did not like it. I can sit there and watch YouTube and see if something's good or bad. But this Walton Files, it was just dumb. Like, I felt like it was making you dumber. Like, you know, you're watching it. You're following all these links. You're following all these videos. Yeah, you kind of get down a rabbit hole. And I get that aspect. And it's cool. But when I was watching it, because, of course, I'm going to have to watch it. I need to make sure it's appropriate for the girls to watch and to talk about. I need to know. That's just me being daddy. That's just me being dad mode right there. You know what I mean? Dad and uncle mode right there. Trying to figure out what's good for them to listen and what to watch. So I did watch it. And people, let me tell you, this had to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I called out everything that was going to happen. My daughter's right there and she's fixated on this show, on this Walton's Files thing. And she's like, lost, you know what I mean? Not necessarily lost, like she doesn't know where she's at, but she's just stuck in it, you know what I mean? Like she's right there and she's trying to figure it out. But I figured it out within 2 to 3 minutes. 2 to 3 minutes, I told her, hey, this is gonna be it's gonna be a scary song, and then here's gonna be a jump scare. Now that jump scare is gonna happen every 10 minutes. And she's like, okay, whatever. She's not listening to me, but yes, I was correct. So they're watching this crap. And it sounds dumb as hell. You know what I mean? I know it's dumb because I watched it with my daughter. And I was like, this is dumb. I said, I told her straight up. I was like, Raven, this is the dumbest shit you've ever watched. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I love you to death. And as your dad, I'm going to tell you what is dumb and what is not. You know what I mean? I'm going to help you figure out things as you go. That's my job as a dad. That's my job as a father. To give them good advice to... good information for them to make the right choices. So I told her it was done. Anyway, so there we go. And then we go to Knott's, and Knott's, we're having a blast, guys. We had a blast at Knott's. Who doesn't have fun at Knott's Berry Farm? I love Knott's Berry Farm. I still go. You know what I mean? I was just there not too long ago. So we go to Knott's and we hit all the rides. And it's lucky, you know, luckily. Now, I myself am big into rides. I love roller coasters. I love being on rides. I don't mind staying in line. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's fast. You know, you want to find the shortest one and you're going to hit that ride. You know what I mean? So for me, it's good because my daughter's at an age now where she's tall enough and she's able enough to go on those rides. And on to be quite honest with you, I also bought her some boots that she wanted, which gave her like an extra inch just in case she was... you know, a little under, a little over. But she was there. You know what I mean? So she made each one. So she made everything. And, you know, that was pretty much it. You know, we rode every ride and it was good. And we had a good time. So we get to go on every ride and everything. Like, my daughter's hitting me up right now. What is she asking me? Dad, how tall are you? I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7", babe. Sorry. I'm 5'7". Okay. Your mom says I'm lying. Okay. Your mom's short. Your mom's shorter than I am. Okay. I'm 5'7". My listeners, I'm sorry. She wants me to get a tape measure and measure myself because she's trying to figure out if she's going to grow. Anyways, I'm 5'7". Okay. I'm 5'7". Maybe 5'7 and a half on a good day. I don't know. I'm 5'7". I know I'm 5'7". I'm an average man. I'm an average height. I'm 5'7". Anyways, let me get back to it. We go there and, you know, we get to hit all the rides and we're riding a bunch of rides. And, you know, then the girls wanted to get together and they wanted to play the games. So we go play the games at the, you know, the Fiesta Village part. Is it Fiesta Village? Well, Fiesta Village part. You guys know what I'm talking about, where all the Mexican stuff is. So, yeah. So, I pull out my wallet. Here's 20 for you. Here's 20 for you. Go get your cards. Boom, 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 boom. They're going to go. You know, and they're going through it, and they're playing all their games, and then they're, like, running out of money. And I was like, do you guys really want me to give you more? And they're like, oh, no, I got money. Oh, I got money. Okay, if you guys have your money, that's fine. You know, do what you want with it. I mean, you don't have to worry about food. You don't have to worry about gas. Daddy got you. Uncle got you. No worries. But it seemed like when we were leaving, like, so, you know, so they go to the store. So when we're walking out, you know, they go to the store and they're you know, they want to buy something. And, you know, we did the whole carnival thing where you get a big toy at the end. They both got it. You know, that's just how we did it. So we're walking out and they stop and they want to go to the peanut store. So I'm like, all right, fine, let's go to the peanut store. They go in. I'm going to sit right here with Geneva. You know, I got to make sure my baby wants something, what she need, you know, and I'm going to hook her up with some stuff too. You know what I mean? So They go, and then they come out, and I don't know. I felt like my, you know, my Raven was a little upset about something, you know, and then I'm not necessarily putting two and two together. I'm not sure if, like, you know, the extra money they have, if they spent it or whatever the case, like, you know. I mean, they could have asked me if they needed money to buy something at a penis store. I would have gave it to them, but I'm like, okay, so my niece comes out with something, but my daughter doesn't seem like she's too happy. And I was like, what's going on, babe? Like, what happened? You know what I mean? And she's not telling me nothing. So I don't know. We hop in the car and we go. So we hop in the car. I tell her, okay, guys, we got to go to sleep early. We're going to wake up early. We're going to hit the store. We're going to buy some food. And then we are going to go and be at the park all day, just like we did today. But we're going to be at the water park all day today. You know, the next day. So, you know, we do that. And so we finally get home. Everybody's in relaxing. You know, they go to their room. You know, I don't hear nothing. It seems like they're going to watch a movie. And then my Raven comes out and she sits right next to me. And me, being the person I am, I'm like, oh, shit, my baby wants to watch a movie with me. Okay, cool, cool. What's up? What's up? She's like, oh, Harley's over there sleeping on my bed. I was like, okay, well, tell her to move. This is your room. Yeah, but she's also watching Cruella, and I promised my mom I would watch it with her. I was like, well, Raven, change the channel, babe. This is your room. Those are your controllers. You guys, your Xbox is there, your TV's there, your bed's there. This is all yours. This is stuff that I put together for you. Tell her to change it. If not, then tell her I said to change it, that I don't want you watching it. Just say that. But no, she's like, no, it's okay, whatever. And then she falls, she says she wants to sleep on the couch. So, all right, there I go. I thought she was going to watch a movie with me. I was excited. It turns out she just wanted to go to bed. So we turn in, the wife and I turn in. I got my little mama, she's sleeping. My wife's sleeping with the baby in her room because she wanted to watch a movie. And, you know, we got TVs in all the rooms. So, you know, if she wants to watch a movie, she can. If I want to watch a movie, she can. You know, just stuff like that. That's just how we do it. You know what I mean? So we do all that. And then I go to sleep. And I wake up the next morning, guys. And I wake up the next morning because, like I said, I'm waking up early. I'm going to get them ready. We're going to go there. We're going to have fun. I'll be there all day. The park closes at 7. We'll leave around 7, maybe even 8, depending on how parking is. We'll get out. We'll stop. We'll get some good food. And then, you know, we'll come home. We'll call it a day. Anyway. I come out, and my Raven is literally laying on the floor again. Now, keep in mind, guys, my living room floor is tile, okay? And there's a little itty-bitty carpet right there. Itty-bitty, like, it doesn't give you no cushion whatsoever. It's just an area rug, okay? So, and she's laying on there as if she was shot. Or something, like she was shot in the head. Like, you know, like when you're like watching, like you're watching those crime movies, and you're watching the crime movies, and you know, they do the outline. They do the outline of the body in chalk. Like, that's what it looked like. And I get her, I was like, baby, wait, what's up? What are you doing on the floor again? She said, oh, well, it was uncomfortable. I was like, okay, you could have went to your room. You could have had me go. As a matter of fact, I did go to your room. I picked up my niece. I fixed her the way you wanted to fix her. The bed was ready for you. But you didn't want to go. But, you know, what can I say? What can I do? I'm just the dad. So I was like, okay, I know you're going to be hurting. And I was right. Of course, if you are not laying on any cushion or anything, your body's going to be hurting. It's plain and simple. All right? That's just what it is. So we go to the park. And, you know, we stop and we get our stuff. You know, we buy everybody their special drinks. And we get some Lunchables. You know, of course, we're going to eat there, but we're not going to eat. We're going to just, like, snack and stuff. You know what I mean? We're going to snack and stuff. So we go. We have a great time at Soak City. And, you know, real quick, if none of you guys have been to Soak City in Knott's Berry Farm, it's a good time. It's really little, the park. You don't have to walk too much. It's nice and comfortable. And on top of that, you can get wet. So I suggest everybody should go at least once. You know, try it out. Or for my listeners that are in Mexico, Spain, England, all you guys, European, Spain, whatever, come on over and go there and just enjoy it. It's a good time. So, the park, we have fun, you know. The girls are together. Okay, so I guess there's nothing going on. The girls are together. They're riding all the rides together. I'm right there with my little mamas. My little Starfire and I are in the lazy pool. We're going to the kids' spot, and, you know, we're going to the kids' pool. We do the whole nine, you know what I mean? That's what we're going to do. On a vacation, like, this is like what I said about one of my other, you know, one of the other ones I posted up about... not advice, just information to grab your kids and take them somewhere. I took them to the water park and they all had a good time. And I suggest y'all do the same. So keep it on. It's still summer, especially in Cali. It's still hot. Today was like 100 degrees. Like, I swear to you. So we get ready. We do the park. We're doing the ride. I get to ride one ride with my oldest. She said, I want to do one more ride with you. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. We hit it. It's good. We have a good time. We pack everything up and we roll out. Okay, we roll out, and then, you know, that's it. Then, you know, they go to bed. The next day, I had to do something because there's something wrong with my car, so I was going to let the girls sleep, but then my niece wanted to go home the next day in the morning, so I was like, okay, fine, then I'll go get this done. I'll grab the girls, and then we'll drop them off. We'll drop them off. So we go, we drop her off, and then we're coming home, and I get another few minutes with my oldest. Okay, and this is when I'm talking to my oldest about other things. You know what I mean? Like I said, she told me certain things and I need to make sure she knows what she's talking about. That's just how I am. Yes, I don't completely understand it, but I'm gonna try my hardest to figure it out. So me and her are talking and I can see something's wrong. Okay, so first I ask, hey, are you okay? Like, did anything happen with Harley, or, you know, Harley Quinn? Did anything happen? She's like, no, we're fine. I was like, okay, did you want her to stay another day? She's like, no, 2 days was fine. So something happened. I just don't know what it was. So something happened. Could have been that she, you know, could have been she wasn't being vocal with my niece and telling her to move over on her bed or something. I don't know. You know, girls will be girls. Oh, I'm sorry. Kids will be kids. So, you know, we're talking, and I see there's something bothering her, so I reach out to her, you know, I extend the olive branch, because like I said, that's my role, I'm the dad. I ask her, what's going on, babe, are you okay, like, what's up? And she finally tells me that there was no problems with my niece, thank God. There was no problems with my niece, but there was a problem with, excuse me, I'm gonna drink some water. There was a problem because... Okay, some people know the story and not all the people know the story. But here's what I'll tell you. So when I met my baby's mother, my Raven's mother, we were kind of kicking it. We were friends, we hooked up, and, you know, we had our girlfriends and she had her boyfriends, you know what I mean? So it's a whole thing, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So she's telling me that this one girl that spent a lot of time with her mom, which was like her mom's girlfriend or whatever, was like calling, she kept calling her dad. And I'm not too sure why, because this is what I got to say. Why are you going to call, you know, another woman dad? That's not what they want to be referred to. Now, if she is, if my daughter is telling me that she is a certain way as being bisexual, then there's some certain things that you need to know. Now, no lesbian wants to be considered a father. No lesbian wants to be considered being a man. They're not. They're lesbian. Lesbians like lesbians. Women like women. Just like gays, men like men. You know what I mean? So I'm explaining this to her. I was like, you can't call her dad. I said, I'm your dad. Your stepdad is your dad. I'm your dad. You got a stepdad. These are your dad. Okay? You can't call another woman dad. Because, I don't know, maybe she's the butch one. I don't know. I don't know exactly. But no lesbian wants to be referred to as a man. If you go up to a lesbian right now and be like, hey, are you the man or are you the girl? They're going to be like, what are you talking about? I'm a woman and I like women. All right. And I'm a lot nicer than most gay people are. I'm just going to say it. You know, plain and simple. You know, I have my one friend and he could be ruthless. I'm just saying he could be ruthless. You know who I'm talking about. So if you go up to a man, you know, you go to a gay couple and you'd be like, hey, which one's the man? Which one's the female? They're going to be like, hey, don't do that. I'm a man. I love my men. We love men. That's their thing. You can't say, oh, hey, mom, to a man. Oh, hey, dad, to a woman. It doesn't work. So, long story short, for me, she was saying that the lady hasn't been talking to her. And I said, okay, then here's what I'm going to tell you, because I need to help you work this out. Okay, one, if you're going to be the way you're telling me, you got to be a little bit smarter. That's why I had to explain to her the whole woman-woman thing, man-man thing, okay? And I had to explain what the bisexual thing meant, you know? I'm not trying to do this, but I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to help her know what she's talking about. That's what I'm saying. So I said, she said she hasn't been talking to her and they used to talk all the time and she's upset about it. Of course she's upset about it. If you talk to somebody for a long time and then all of a sudden they ghost you or they stop talking to you the way they were, of course you're going to be upset. That's just how that works. That's part of life. And I told her, I said, Raven, the only thing I can tell you is if that lady is not talking to you, then she just does not want to talk to you. You move on and you figure out what you're going to do. Because you can't sit there and wait for people to talk back to you. If somebody's not talking back to you, yo, get up, walk away. And that's how you're going to do it. Because you have to have a sense of direction. If you're getting that type of direction, then your direction is leave that person alone, move forward. You know what I mean? And it kind of bothered me. Like, you know, I'll open up to you guys about this one time. You know, last year. About a year ago around Father's Day and this Father's Day too, I told my daughter to call me on Father's Day, both years. I said, call me on Father's Day, call me on Father's Day. She said, okay, I will. So the first year that I told her to do that, she didn't call me on Father's Day, which, okay, I kind of get. I was really looking forward to getting, oh, hey, happy Father's Day, or, you know, how you doing, Dad, or whatever, you know. I mean, as a dad, I feel like that's something. I mean, I tell my dad happy Father's Day. I tell my dad happy birthday. That's just what I do. Just like I did the same with my mom. Happy Mother's Day. Happy birthday, Mom. You know, before she passed. God rest her soul. You know what I mean? So, I wanted to hear that. But she didn't. Okay? And then this was a time where she was, you know, her mom was with the girl and they were together. And she's going back and forth texting me. And like an idiot, I was like, oh, God, she's texting me. This happened a year ago. Okay. I was like, she's texting me, excited, you know, excited dad feels, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at it and it's just a bunch of stuff like, oh, happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day. And there's another number like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. And I'm like, wait a second. I mean, am I supposed to be part of this feed? So much to a point where I called the mother. I was like, hey, am I supposed to be a part of this feed? Because she's saying happy Father's Day to somebody else, a number I do not recognize. I'm her dad. She should know that already. I'm her dad. She has my number. She has all my numbers. She's never once lost it. So am I supposed to be part of this thread? It bugged me a little bit, you know? And that was my time to let her know it bugged me. But it also bugged me earlier this year in Father's Day when I told her, Sunday's Father's Day. I'm going to be expecting a call. And she said, oh, I'll call you. But she didn't. And then I was like, so, you know, we talk about this. And I'm like, well, how come you didn't call me this Father's Day? She's like, oh, I didn't have my phone. I got it taken away. I said, Raven, are you serious? You got your phone taken away. She's like, yeah, I got it taken away. I was like, no, you didn't. No, you did not. Because I saw you on your Snapchat. I saw you on your social media, which was, I think she just has Snapchat. She better just have Snapchat. I saw you on your Snapchat that day, and your mom were having a good time. You guys were doing all kinds of stuff. So don't tell me you did not have your phone. Don't sit there and lie to me. You can't lie to me. I am your dad. I'm going to know when you're lying. Plain and simple, right? Am I wrong or am I right? Most likely, my listeners agree with me. Yes, you are right. Because if I see her doing something, then obviously she's lying to me. I'm just saying. You can't lie. You can't lie to me and say, oh, I didn't have my phone. I got it taken away. No, I know when you get your phone taken away because your mom tells me. I know what you were doing because I have you on Snapchat, which you don't know it's your dad, but I'm there. So it bothered me a little bit. I had to explain this to her, and now I'm going to leave it up to you guys. What do you guys think? Do you guys think I was wrong? Or do you guys agree with me? as if my daughter is coming to me and I'm going to be an understanding father and my oldest says, Dad, I am bisexual. Please don't use her, she, da-da-da-da, whatever. Just call me Raven. I'm going to do that. But I also have to put her up on game and let her know what she's talking about. Now, just another quick, I want you guys to let me know. DM me. Tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, then I will apologize publicly. And I will make sure that my daughter knows, like, I wasn't trying to make her feel bad or anything. I just needed to figure this out, you know? And I think as a father and as my listeners, you guys have been with me for a long time. Thank you very much. And I appreciate every one of you guys for listening to my stuff. But this is where I was talking about earlier in the podcast. This is where I kind of need some information. Not necessarily your advice, because remember, advice is just telling me how you did something. Information is giving me for me to act on. And that's how I'm going to keep doing it when I do these podcasts, especially when it comes to not advice, just information. So you guys let me know if I'm wrong, okay? And if I'm wrong, like I said, I apologize. But thank you guys so much for letting me know. I'm already going to thank you. You guys haven't done it yet, but I'm already thanking you so much and for vibing with me, okay? So one more story before I go. Now, I still had my daughter, okay? And she wanted to go to San Diego so bad. And I said, okay, fine, that's what we'll do. We'll go to San Diego. Besides, we already lost a day. We had to fix Dad's car. So let's get our stuff. Let's pack it up and let's go to San Diego. Let's roll out. We're going. Because if my Raven's going to ask me to go somewhere, best believe I'm going to make sure we get there. So we pack our stuff up. We go to San Diego. We go to San Diego and we have a blast, guys. We have a great time. We go on a boat. We eat good food. You know what I mean? We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're hanging out. And there was a time where I had to take my daughter's phone away because, okay, from here to San Diego, 2-hour drive max. And that's even with less traffic. More traffic, you're looking at 2.5, maybe 3 hours, depending on which way you go, whether you take the 15 or you take the 215 to that area right there. I could be wrong, but still, that's a 2-hour drive. So she's on her phone for 2 hours. I'm gonna let that slide. She's in the back seat. My little one has her iPad. 2 hours. It's a long drive. I'm not going to sit here and make you do nothing. You know what I mean? Or just look around. Like, I hated going long drives and not being able to do anything. So, I'm going to do it. But what it happened to me when it's coming back. And me and the mother talked about this. Me and her mom talked about this even after I dropped her off. So, she gets a call. And she gets a call from her sister. Now, it's not really her sister. It's technically her cousin. Okay. It's her cousin, her older cousin, but she calls her sister. Okay, fine. That's whatever. Call her sister. And now her cousin happens to be one that's teaching her all this, you know, him and I thing, whatever, you know, the whole thing going around. Okay, fine. That's going to be an influence. She's going to take it. She can do whatever she wants with it. You know what I mean? People can only give you information for so much before you decide to take advice. So, she's talking to her. And remember, I can't hear nothing on the other side of the phone. I can just hear what my daughter's talking to. And my daughter says this to me. This is the conversation. So it's... Oh, I don't know. Oh, no. We're leaving San Francisco. Okay, guys. No. We're leaving San Diego. I can see how she get that mixed up. San Francisco, San Diego, both start with San, both end with O. I can see how that happens. I get it. No problem. But then I hear this one. Oh, I don't know. Let me ask. Hey, when do we get back to California? What do you mean? Yeah, when do we get back to California? I said, Raven, you're in California, babe. Oh, okay. Really? Oh, okay. Dude, I literally pulled over to the side And I looked at her with the straightest face, and I was like, are you serious right now? I said, babe, you're about to go into seventh grade. Okay? Seventh grade, you start. You mean to tell me sixth grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, all the grades before, then teach no geography? Can't blame the pandemic because you were only on the computer for a year. But you mean to tell me they didn't teach you anything? And here's my answer that she gave me. I don't know. What am I supposed to do with that, people? What am I supposed to do with I don't know? What am I supposed to do? I guess I just gotta figure it out, right? Most likely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to me. This is a little bit longer podcast than the last one. But thanks, guys, for listening to me. I really appreciate everybody for being out there. All you people listening and stuff. And like I said, hit me up on the DMs. Let me know if I'm wrong. And let me know if you guys like this product. I'm going to keep it going. And we got another episode coming up soon. But with that, I will leave you with this. Love, peace, comedy, mwah. Dead Rabbit out.